thank you to the panelists for their answer on those two questions, and also bring forward, for example, this Article 7, so concrete ideas on how we can work on this balance between cooperation and accountability, but also on the ESG rights, how we can look at making recommendations more specific and engaging the different actors on this. Moving to the third cycle, I'd like to ask the state representative what would be, if they could name one challenge in UPI implementation, what would that be? What you have faced so far, and having a national mechanism for reporting and follow-up, or having an implementation plan, to what extent this can be helpful? We've shared examples in our publication earlier of countries which have implemented that, and how if you have developed some, how did that help? And also, again, one challenge you have faced as a state under review. Yes, please.